Well, howdy people. Now, you might know who this guy is in the picture here. If you don't, that's Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. He used to be on Fox News. And apparently I didn't know it, but he's a Chevy man. Apparently he's always had a Chevy truck. But recently he got rid of his brand new Chevy truck because apparently he was filling up at a gas station. And a warning on the screen said, "Stop, we're downloading from the internet." But according to a Chevy spokesman, it doesn't word it that way, but it may be downloading from the internet, of course. Of course, they call it updating. And of course, if they can download, of course they can upload, too. And of course, that worried Tucker Carlson, because they could actually, if they wanted to, turn his engine off. Or save the data how he's driving, what speed he's going. And of course, they do that. They do that on phones as well. And I guess he must have found it intrusive, which it is. So he went out and bought himself an old Chevy with no computers in it at all. Apparently it doesn't even have air conditioning or a radio. Well, I'd want air conditioning and a radio in my one. But why am I doing a video about this? Well, I'll tell you why. Here's my truck that I had. Something very similar to that, isn't there? Now, when I was in Canada, I was always a Chevy man, or a GMC. And this truck of mine didn't communicate with the internet either. And I put two stainless steel exhausts on, at the price, to make it sound good. And it bloody well did. And I used to carry my rifle in the back window, like everybody did, until the law changed. Sure, maybe vehicles are more reliable than they used to be. Or are they? Because when the computer detects a fault, it shuts down and you can't start it. But with the old vehicles, you could screw around with a carburetor and get it running. In a lot of cases. The reason I didn't go to Ford trucks, I've been in loads of them. I found them a bit tinny, cheap inside. And of course, years ago, they used to rust quite easily. And in those days, they were well made. Unfortunately, the new ones, not as well made. Even the Chevys and the GMCs. And this vehicle didn't have what they call idiot lights. It had the alternator gauge. Heat gauge. You knew where things were at the moment. Because let's face it, when the light comes on, it's too late. Now you've heard some stories and maybe it's happened to you too. You've been talking to your friend about something. And all of a sudden, you get advertisements on your phone about exactly that thing. That's because the phone is listening to you. I used to like taking the truck for a drive on the Canadian roads, way out in the back. It was just me and the truck. With the new trucks, it's you, the truck, and the big company logging exactly what you're doing and probably saying. And they know exactly where you are. Kind of scary, isn't it? You know, and a lot of femmes don't seem to understand is looking at this truck is like looking at a well-built femme. But it's different than a femme because it's loyal, reliable. Maybe something wrong with me, but any guy who likes a Chevy truck, an old one like this, I don't think can be a bad guy at all. You take it easy, fellas.